Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I need you, Lord. touch on me. I need you touch me now. Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. I need you touch me now.
Great and mighty deliverer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father, we bless your name. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare your lordship over this day. We get under your covering and anointing of the early riser. We command the morning to take hold of the ends of the earth and shake the evil out of it. We have dominion over the enemy. Lord, make the outgoings of the morning to rejoice. Receive your loving kindness every morning. Release the beauty of your holiness from the womb of the morning. In the name of Jesus, let your light break forth in our lives as the morning. In the name of Jesus, let your judgment come upon the enemy morning by morning. Lord, your going forth is prepared as the morning. We pray that you will come as the rain, the latter and the former rain upon the earth. Lord, you visit us every morning. Lord, you are waking us morning by morning. You are waking our ear to ears to learn. We'll not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the terror that comes at night. Lord, show forth your salvation in our lives from day to day. Lord, release mysteries to us to bring heaven down to earth. We come in agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. The holy angels with the flaming swords are battling on our behalf ahead of time. Our appointed times have been declared by God in the heavens. At sunrise, the dawn will give birth to the will of God, and light will shine upon the wickedness to shake it from the heavens. At twilight, our enemies shall flee, and new life on us falls will await us at our destination. Our destiny is inevitable. Oh God, let our prayers reach you this morning. We command the morning and its ears to open and hear our cry. Let conception take place that the Holy Spirit prayers will reign and be dispatched upon the earth to do your will. We command the earth to get in place to receive heavenly instructions on our behalf. We command all the elements of creation to take heed and obey. As our prayers resound and the day breaks, the earth shall yield or increase unto us. We declare the first light has come. The first fruit of our morning is holy, and the entire day is holy. We prophesy the will of God to the morning, so the day speaks dawn and know its place in our day. We declare that first light will shake the wickedness from the four corners of the earth. The lies are falling on our behalf in pleasant, sweet, agreeable places. We have a secure heritage. We are strategically aligned with the ladder that touches the third heaven and sits on the earth. The holy angels are descending and ascending according to the words we speak. Whatever is born or loose on earth is already born or loose in heaven. Revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, relationship, finances, promotions, and resources that have been demonically blocked are being loosed onto us now. We are contagiously blessed. As we command the morning and capture the day, time is being redeemed. The people of God have taken authority over the fourth arch of the day. The spiritual airways and highways are being hijacked for Jesus. The atmosphere of the air is over us, our family, our church, our workplace, our ministry, our neighborhood, our city, nation, and the world is producing a new climate. This new climate is constructing a godly stronghold in the times of trouble. The thinking of people will be conducive to the agenda of the kingdom of heaven. Every demonic agenda, evil thought pattern designed against the agenda of the kingdom of heaven is destroyed at the root of conception. We come in agreement with the sins as we suffer violence, the violence taken by force. No longer will we accept just anything and everything that is told to us in our days. We declare the kingdom of God has come and the will of God will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the sun rises, let it shine favorably upon the people of God. Daily destiny is our portion because we have no thought for tomorrow. We are riding on the wings of the morning into a new day of victory. Lord, you separate the night and the day. The Lord has given us dominion over all the elements and the works of his hands. He has placed them on our feet. Because we fear the name of the Lord, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in his wings. We shall tread down the wicked until they become ashes under our feet. We command to walk in this dominion daily. We declare and decree and declare a new day, a new season, and a fresh anointing. The ingredients of our destiny are programmed into our days, years, and seasons. We bind every evil force that will try to capture our destiny. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, and ruler of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places and sign against the purposes of God for our lives, our family, our church, our city, and nation. We bind every destiny thief. We bind every destiny devour. Destiny parent and destiny devour in the name of Jesus. They are dismantled and in Jesus' name. They are dethroned and dismantled in Jesus' name. We declare they have no influence over our days. Every curse that against our day is born and broken and rendered powerless and sent to the cross. We displace the Luciferian spirit. We bind every false light bearer in Jesus' name. Our prayers will disrupt dark plans and give our enemies a non-prosperous day. We have victory over our enemy every morning. Our day will prosper. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. We bless the name of Jesus. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. If you can pray in the spirit, pray with me for the next few minutes in the name of Jesus. Oriyama seteria kurumo seteria kurumo seteria karamase. Oriyama seteria kurumo seteria kurumo seteria ko. Yerebo seteria kurumo seteria kurumo seteria karamase. Oriyama seteria kurumo seteria kurumo seteria kurumo seteria karamase. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we bless your name this morning, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy, O God. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. We give you glory and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm just going to read a scripture for you this morning, and I pray that it enters into your spirit because, hallelujah, the Holy Spirit in the presence of the Lord is here. As we began this service, the Lord said to me, I've closed some doors and tell the people to stop trying to open the door that he's closed. God closed some doors in your life. And he said to tell you to stop trying to open the doors that he closed, because the doors are closed because he is protecting you. He is keeping you safe. He said to tell you, just like he save the children of Israel when he told them to go in and don't come out, and the death angel came that night And the death angel went all over Egypt, and the firstborn of Pharaoh, firstborn of all those that are in the land of Egypt, firstborn of the animals, the cattle, the beasts, the servants, the firstborn, when the destroyer went through, all the firstborn was killed except the children of Israel. Their firstborn, they were in a covenant relationship with God. Hallelujah. And they followed his instructions to the T. They did not take it for granted because they were in a relationship, so they decided not to follow. No. Even though they were in a covenant promise with the Lord, but they still follow what he said they should do. The children of Israel, read in the book of Genesis, Exodus 12. You will see how they follow everything the Lord told them to do, killing the lamb, doing this, doing that. And so when the destroyer was released at midnight, they were passed over, not because they were covenant children of God, because they were obedient to the Lord. They listened to what he said. The Lord said to Satan, you stop taking things for granted. When he released a mandate, you have to follow that mandate. So the death angel, I repeat, so the death angel will cross over you, your family, your children, those that are connected to you. Hallelujah. The death angel has been released. But you need to follow. He will not come near you as long as you be obedient and follow what Almighty God is saying to us. And this is for everyone that is here this morning. Because when God shut the door, the death angel will not pass, will not come into your home, in your families. Hallelujah, the death angel on us, the destroyer, it listens to God. Amen, in the name of Jesus. The Lord is telling you this morning, do not become a casualty because you refuse to listen to what he's speaking. When he shuts the door, do not try to open the door. And therefore the Lord took me to the book of Genesis when Noah was instructed to build an ark. Hallelujah. You have time, you go and read that story. Hallelujah. It's quite an interesting story, Noah ark. Hallelujah. 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 When you read the story, you come to Genesis 7, write that down, Genesis 7, hallelujah, verse 16. And it went in male and female of all flesh as God had commanded him. As God had commanded Noah, they went in. And who shut the door? The Lord shut him in. God closed the ark out. You are in an ark of safety. The Lord has closed the door and shut you in. Do not open that door. Do not open that door. Who am I speaking to every one of us? Do not open the door. When the Lord shuts you in, no evil will come and destroy you. Hallelujah. Because he has covered you, he keeps you under his wings. Don't get from under the wings of Almighty God. Do not be so proud and haughty and say you know it all. Nobody know it all except the Almighty. The Lord has shut the door. The Lord shut the door. Do not open the door. I repeat, do not open the door. God has protected you and is protecting you and your family and the loved ones that are connected to you. Do not open the door. Tell your family, do not open the door that God has shut. If Noah had opened the door, anyone can tell me what would have happened when there was raining for all those days. What would have happened if Noah had opened that window or door? If Noah had not opened the door, everyone would have been drowned because the rain was so much. Everyone would have died. But Noah did everything that God commanded, and the families were saved. Do not open the door. Father, in the name of Jesus, I hear your prayer and I hear your cry. I hear the prayers and cries of your children. You said to us, do not open the door. Vengeance is the Lord, and he will repeat. So, Father God, give us that strength to keep the doors that you have closed in the name of Jesus, and to move forward in the things that you have planned for our lives and our destiny. We thank you, Father, for this word. Hallelujah. Do not open the door. Do not open the door. Thank you, Lord. I hear you. I hear you in my spirit, man. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus. Name we pray, amen and amen. Do not open the door. Hallelujah. Do not open the door. The Lord gave me that vision, and I'm going to expound on it more and more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do not open the door. It is not business as usual. Hallelujah. Keep the door. Leave it like it is, closed and sealed and shut by God. Nothing will come against you and your family unless you are disobedient and open the door. Hallelujah. Do not open the door. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. I keep hearing the Lord say, tell them, do not open the door. Do not, oh, there's a wave that has been released, a wave that has been released, hallelujah, to destroy, hallelujah, the destroyer is coming, hallelujah. Do not open the door. Be obedient. Kuriyama Sandariyako. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I'm going to open the line for a testimony. If there's anyone who wants to share a testimony before we close, I'm going to do what we do in the Holy Communion tonight. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus on the radio block. So join us tonight for the Holy Communion. In the name of Jesus, is there anyone with a testimony? I keep hearing the Lord say, do not open the door. He said some of you are opening doors to your past. Hallelujah. And that past was not great. Do not open the door. It's a trick from the enemy. Do not open the door. Hallelujah. Anyone with a testimony? Hallelujah. Ramosotoria karamase. Oria masetiriaku. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. I see someone with a testimony. Let me open the line. If you have a testimony, you can still press 1. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yeah, I can hear you.
I want to thank God for bringing me through all these months. I work somewhere, and the son of the woman comes in all the time without a mask, and he puts his face 3 inches away from this woman. She even developed a rash, coughing, and I'm just thanking God for bringing us through, because it's only by his grace that neither of us are dead at this time. So I just praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Father,
she
we
said
bless
something
you
which makes me, yeah, she said things to me which I can't even repeat. But, you know, I just thank God, whether it's on purpose or not, I just praise God that we made it through.
Hallelujah. God is faithful. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Father, we just thank you for this, for the testimony. Hallelujah. Your daughter and her patient will have never made it without you. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you. Even the lady would have not made it without you. Yeah, she would have, because you are in a covenant relationship with the Father. So he kept you protected, and because he kept you protected, she was protected. So we bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the protection. Thank you for safety. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. We ask you to continue to keep her safe. Oh God, choose her with your favor. Hallelujah. Send your holy angels 24/7 to be with her. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, let your holy light begin to shine in the name of Jesus. Holy and Father, we thank you and we bless you, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else? Hallelujah, Ramase, if it had not been the Lord, hallelujah, Ramase, Teriyako. Jeremose, Teriyako, Ramase, Teriyako, the line is open, hallelujah, Ramase, Teriyako. The line is open, Pastor, yo.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless God. Bless God this morning. I give him the glory. I magnify his name. He's worthy to be praised. I don't deserve this. His unmerited favor. But because of his mindset, I thank him this morning for making me to reach this day. Thanking this morning for celebrating along with others yesterday, anniversary of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I thank him for a friend who came to spend it with me. But here, chicken twice there. And well, yeah, yesterday, and she's here today. She'll be leaving today. I bless God for what He has done in my life. And I thank God for her. As she's about to go back, I want the Lord to carry her back safely. Let her drive safely home. And when she gets home, we all praise His name, glorify His name. I thank Him for my family. I thank Him for my children. I thank Him for everyone who is related unto me, even those who are not. As people in calling, saying Merry Christmas, and I thank God for my life, that I'm alive among the living. As I'm moving towards New Year, I pray that the Lord will carry me safely. Let me enter the New Year. Whatsoever I didn't do this year, let Him speak to me. Let me do it in the coming year. I thank Him, I adore Him, I honor Him. I didn't hear anybody in my family who's sick, though my sisters are sick, including myself, but nobody added that to say this person is sick. And so I bless Him. I thank Him. I don't know how to praise God, but I bless His name. I glorify Him for sending His Son, Jesus Christ, to come and die for my sin and to set the world free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we bless You and we thank You for Pastor Young. We pray for her friend, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that she travels, oh God. We cover her friend in the blood of Jesus. We ask for divine escort, oh God, that Your holy angels will guide and protect her as she travels in the name of Jesus. Not only traveling, but every second and minute of her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Shield her with Your favor, oh God. Protect her, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, we pray that You will grant her the desires of her heart according to Your will, plan, and purpose for her life in the name of Jesus. Father God, no weapon fashioned against her shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against her in judgment shall be condemned. They will gather together against her, but they will not prevail. For when God is for her, who can be against her? Oh God, in the name of Jesus, draw her closest to You, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep her safe. In the name of Jesus, Oria Karoma Seteriaco, Yekarema Seteria Kuroma Seteriaco, Yekuriama Seteria Kuriama Seteriaco, Yerema Seteriaco, wherever Your mercy, Oriama Seteriaco, Yekiriama Seteria Kuruma Sim, Yekiriama Seteria Kuriama Seteriaco, Yekiriama Seteria Kuruma Sim. Father God, let her hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Let her hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Let her hands be washed in the blood of Jesus. Lord, continue to bless us, the young children, grandchildren, family, siblings, those that are connected to her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Your grace is sufficient. Father God, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mary, my eyes open.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Bless God this morning for staying my life. We'll see another day. Yeah, I'm happy for the it had not been for God, I wouldn't be alive today. So I just want to bless God for my family, my children, those are connected to me, my friends, relatives. I just want to thank you for my children's life and my life, my mother, and all those are connected to me. I just want to bless God for this day. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. I just want to praise him. I just want to adore him. Just to wake me up this morning, I just want to say thank you to him. I want to glorify his name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you. We join Mary Emma to say thank you. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to continue to bless her. Hallelujah. Bless her children, her grandchildren. We pray especially for our granddaughter, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will completely make her whole and heal her, oh God. No sickness will fall upon her. In the mighty name of Jesus, affliction shall not arise, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray that you continue to cover them in the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We pray for Traveling Murphys, oh God. Oh, Traveling Murphys for her daughter, oh God. In the name of Jesus, be with her, oh God, as she travels. We pray for open doors, divine doors of opportunities in the name of Jesus as she comes in. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Your daughter, I see your daughter traveling. She's traveling. I see her with her bag. I see her with her bag and traveling. In the name of Jesus, you got to move to the West Coast. You will move to the West Coast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ramasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Hallelujah, Ramasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Hallelujah, Ramasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Uriya Masetaria, Kurumasetaria, Hallelujah, Ramasandaria, Kurumasetaria, Hallelujah, Ramasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Yeremasetaria, Kurumasetaria, Kurumase, Hallelujah, Ramasetaria, Kurumasetaria. The West Coast, as you go, I see you going to the West Coast. Hallelujah. I don't know how long you will be there, but it will be for a little bit. In the name of Jesus, it will be for more than a year or so. But yeah, I see you moving to the West Coast. There's blessings. The Lord will prosper you while you're there. In the name of Jesus, you will be much more happier. In the name of Jesus, you will feel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you, God bless you.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Uriyama Seteria Kurumase. Hallelujah. Ramasetere Kurumasetere Ko. Uriyama Seteria Ko. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
After the surgery, it has not been good with me, but thank God. With prayers, I'm still surviving. Thank God for everything. I thank God for your life and your family because you are always with us. You are always praying for us. Thank God for your prayers. Even when you are not on the prayer line, we are always there praying. We thank God that everything that you are seeing with is a good. What do you believe? We just trust God for everything in this nation. And your boy David is traveling to Freetown on Sunday. I pray that you lift him up don't know. I've been having terrible headaches. It's over 6 months. Whenever I go to the doctor, they say do therapy. So I'm tired. Sometimes I sit and say, God, why do I have to have this headache? If I drink medicine, it's not going to cure. Sometimes, remember the olive oil that you bless for us is what I put on my head. Then sometimes I get relief. So I ask that you pray for this head, that anything that is there that is not of God, let it be removed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You wish medication, there's a medication that you've been taking. What do you take daily apart from that you've been taking daily?
My blood pressure and cholesterol.
Okay. I don't know if you need to change it, but I keep hearing side effects from the medication. Okay, so maybe the doctor needs to decrease the dose or change it, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying side effects. Okay, side effects. Even though you've been taking it for a while, but now it's bringing side effects, amen, of the medication, amen, in the name of Jesus. I don't know if I think it's the blood pressure. So maybe it needs to be shifted, changed. Talk to the doctor about changing it, you know. So there's something your body tolerated it for a while, but now your body is not tolerating it, and that's why your headache's been coming. But in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, the name above all names, we release the blood of Jesus to ease her of those headaches, to take away the headaches in the name of Jesus. And the Lord, you need to drink more water. Hallelujah. I don't know how much water you drink a day. How many is your Lord? You drink a lot?
I don't drink too much water.
Okay, the water will help the headaches too. Drink water, more water. Try and do at least six bottles of, you know, the water bottles, you know, the regular one that is selling in the supermarket, the little bottles that we drink. Try and drink 6 to 8 every day. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, as you drink the water, before you even drink water, always pray over your water, you know, and you drink it, and hallelujah. Just try it, and you will see different changes, and talk to your doctor about shift, you know, about your medication. In the name of Jesus, Father, I cover her in the blood of Jesus. I cover her children, her family, oh God, in the blood of Jesus. Father God, I pray for your divine intervention in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for her children, her grandchildren. Hallelujah. There's someone at your job that's going to be your job that you are complaining about one time. Hallelujah. But there's someone at your job. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord's vengeance is mine, and I will repay. There was an undercover thing against you, the emotion that you never knew of, but the person is going to be fired in the name of Jesus. You will hear some firings. Hallelujah. Because the Lord stepped in for you, even though you did not know. There was some undercovering, you know, and you did, you were innocent in the whole thing. But God stepped in the name of Jesus, and that secret enemy will know that you serve a true and a living God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' hallelujah name, amen and amen. Father, we come against every secret plan of the enemy against our lives and destiny. We destroy every work of darkness and we superimpose God's plans and purpose in for our lives and destiny in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone else? Hallelujah. 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 Father God, we thank you for this time. In the name of Jesus, may your presence remain with us. To us this day, we bless the Sabbath day. If you have your offering for Sabbath day, this is one of the times that we should really, really offer a Sabbath day offering because, you know, this is the holiday season. Especially yesterday was Christmas. The greatest gift God gave us was Jesus Christ. These are special days that we got to find something in our hands to release to the Father in the mighty name of Jesus. Seriously speaking, hallelujah, you got to find something in your hands, especially this day after Christmas, to release to the Father. Don't come yet. Don't be empty-handed. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we lift up our offerings to you in the name of Jesus. Let it be used to bring glory and honor to your name, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the Christmas, the offering, O God, unto us, a son, not of my son, that he had go to my sin. Someone need to release your release. There's a release on you, and you know the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. You all know I don't talk about offerings, hallelujah, like that, but the Spirit of God is speaking to someone. There is something, there's a victory in you with tied to you with that offering. I don't know. Yeremoset, and the Lord is speaking to you. Hallelujah. So I don't need to say anything further to regret it. But in the name of Jesus, everyone need to lift up an offering. I don't care what it is, how much it is. I don't care how much it is. Don't let this day pass. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. And Father, we pray, oh God, that you release your Sabbath day blessings upon each and every one of us this day. Lord, that we can rest in your presence in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, surely, surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus, holy amasetiriyako. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and blessed day. We'll be on at 8 to take the Holy Communion. Amen. In the name of Jesus, stay safe. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.